So, Eric, you've also done a little bit of looking into this issue. What has your assessment found? Is it similar to what Vince just mentioned? Is it, you know, what are some other characteristics that we can learn?
Yeah, so and you can look back a couple of weeks ago, we had a blog post on this topic where you can look at different proposals for 50,000, 40,000, and 30,000. And what we found was, so this is looking at individual farms that the USDA have collected data on and basically imposing this cap on these farms after the fact, estimating what their premium subsidies would have been. And what we found was that the savings would be about $2 billion in 2014. And this would impact about, we had about 5% of farms would be impacted, but the total reduction in total subsidies would be 35% of all premium subsidies in the system.
And that's consistent pretty much with the Office of Management and Budget's estimate that that change would save $1.8 billion. So you put the two changes together, and you're looking at savings out of the crop insurance subsidy program of around $2.8 billion. And that's quite a lot. That's close to 45% of what we're currently giving farmers out of that program.
And I would say the one thing that would impact the premium subsidies would be if we saw changes to price, the price went up, we might see that cap get hit by more farms. If prices went down, less farms would be impacted.
Yeah, I did some research last year in a report that looked at a high price scenario, and certainly more farms would be affected. I looked at 12 states, for example. The challenge here is that the applicability of premium subsidy limits from a policy perspective is something that the farm interest groups have strongly objected to. Their view is that every acre should be subsidized in the same way. The Trump administration clearly is taking a different view that farms are farms and there's a limit to how much an individual farm operation should be receiving. And so this concerns value judgments and whether or not you believe that large farms should get large subsidies and small farms, very small subsidies. And really, that's what it comes down to.